Hello and welcome to this week's Weekly Wisdom Tips. This is Dr. Steve, and this week we're going to be talking about discipline. It seems to me that a lot of people live their lives thinking they're free, when in fact freedom is the furthest thing from what they are. People have a tendency to think that if they can do, say, and think anything they want to do, say, or think at any one given moment in time, then there's freedom there. And to a certain extent, it's true, but there's a big piece that they're missing, and that's what I'd like to talk to you about today. Although you may be free to do, say, and think those things, you may not be free to not do, say, or think those things. In other words, you may be acting on automatic. You may be acting in a way that's not consistent with your highest goals for yourself in life. And you may be acting in a way that is actually detrimental or damaging to those around you. The sense of freedom that we have is often a disguise that's worn by our egos to help us think that we're doing exactly the right thing. Because after all, I'm free. I can do what I want, say what I want, think what I want, and nobody can stop me. But is that real freedom? Ram Dass says, discipline is freedom. What does he mean by that? Well, he means that discipline allows us to develop a sense of control or restraint over our own minds, the ability to rise above the automatic behaviors of our minds, and to choose a higher order of being, to choose a more spiritual perspective, to choose a more lofty, loving, perhaps self-affirming way of being, rather than allowing the moods and habits and lower urges of our egos to pull us down into those automatic behaviors. So what you want to be thinking about is whether you are lacking freedom because there are things that you want in your life and you're not getting them. And you're not getting them because you keep on being pulled toward those things that you want to do in the moment. And if you're being pulled toward those things that you want to do in the moment, rather than being able to maintain a level of consistency in your activities to move you toward where you want to be, well then, are you in fact free? And I would contend that the answer is no, that you're not free. So freedom becomes a higher order of freedom. Freedom becomes the ability to strengthen your discipline, to say that this is the way I'm going to live my life. I'm going to follow a certain code of conduct. I'm going to do certain things. I'm going to do them regularly and consistently, whether or not I feel like it. And although that might seem counterintuitive, there's a higher order of freedom in doing that. I think of teenagers who say, it's a free country, I can do whatever I want. And you watch them and they're behaving in ways that are not supportive to their lives, they're not supportive to anybody else's life, but they've come to believe that freedom is that right. And I think it's sad, I think it's unfortunate that people don't learn early on what it is to have a disciplined mind, to recognize the presence of damaging thoughts, to recognize the presence of urges that pull us off our path. And so I encourage you to start looking at what it would take to develop a higher level of discipline and therefore a greater degree of freedom for yourself. Being more disciplined involves having activities or rituals that you perform on a day-to-day basis. And in doing so, you strengthen your ability to follow through on something you say you're going to do. And the more you do that, the more freedom you have. Look at an athlete. Look at an athlete who's been training. And compare that athlete to somebody who's not in peak physical form. And who do you see as being freer? Whose body moves more freely? Who is free to get all the benefits that come along with being healthy and active? Who has more freedom of motion in their bodies? Of course, it's the athlete, the person who's been doing the work, who's been doing the disciplines, who's been doing the exercises day in and day out in order to develop that freedom. So it's really about taking the long view, not just looking at things for the moment, but really looking at your life as it unfolds over time. That kind of freedom is worth fighting for. That kind of freedom is what ultimately brings about happiness and success. So take a look at your life and look for ways in which you might begin to inject bits of discipline. Are you getting up in the morning and making your bed? You're probably already brushing your teeth, taking a shower, combing your hair, but what other activities might you add to your daily rituals which would help to further strengthen your freedom, further strengthen your ability to choose the life of your dreams? Maybe you read something every day that helps to promote a greater degree of knowledge about your business. Maybe you meditate every day, which helps you to quiet your mind more effectively. Maybe you take a walk every day that disciplines you to have a quieter mind and appreciate the beauty around you. Maybe you get in the habit of writing down your goals and looking at them periodically, which frees you up to be more intentional about the life you're creating for yourself and less likely to forget where you're heading. It's all about discipline. And discipline doesn't have to be a nasty word or something that oppresses you. Discipline is the regularity of a set of actions producing a predictable result. So, with that idea in mind, that discipline is freedom, what are your disciplines? And how consistently are you following those disciplines? Know this, know that if you begin to live your life through the lens of discipline, you'll feel better, you'll feel more energetic, you'll feel more hopeful and positive, and you'll know that as time goes on, you're building towards something. You're growing, and you're beginning to unleash the inner genius that you have, that's in you, that's in all of us. But you've got to take the time to discipline yourself and experience that level of freedom. Have a great week. This is Dr. Steve saying focus, concentrate, persist, and succeed. Thanks for listening. Have a great week and God bless.